Welcome to Soulwise 5.0. This is a new show designed to bring awareness and support to those further along on their spiritual evolutionary journey as we transition into a new Earth paradigm. Starring soul alignment strategist and founder of Lumiere Energy Healing, Cynthia Martin, and quantum karma healer and spiritual guide, the healer's healer, Jenny McDaniel. I'm Drew Pillow, and I'll be your host for this 30-minute journey into next level ascension.
Yep. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. And here with Jenny McDaniels, your quantum karmic healer, the healer's healer, and myself, Cynthia Martin, founder of Lumiere Energy Healing and your soul alignment strategist. And we're back for another show of Soulwise 5.0 for those of us who are a little further along on our spiritual awakening journeys and moving through the energies of what's going on within us and around us. And just to, you know, everything we bring to the table, we're experiencing, we're seeing within our own work, with our clients, with ourselves, because we're not exempt from any of it. We're very much human 3D operating in many occasions, a lot of the day, and, you know, balancing that 5D and whatever else we're drawing in, depending on what we're working with at any given moment, right? So we're happy to be with you all today. So just for a quick grounding, just a minute here with our lovely Jenny McDaniels to get us centered into this intention that we're bringing to you all, creating sacred space for those of you who are needing a little bit of an energetic boost. Tune in, allow your hearts to be open. And for those that are riding a little higher on the wave right now, thank goodness I'm on the flips, on the upside, on top of the wave right now. So things are good. So I will hold space for those. And I invite you to do the same if you're also in that stream where you're on the upside of the energy flows that are shifting right now in the transits in the cosmos. So Jenny, I hand it over to you. Get us quickly grounded and centered and present.
Thank you, Cynthia. I'll have everyone start with taking a deep breath. And exhale. We'll do that one more time. And when you breathe in all the love and light of the universe. It's there, it's for you. Take it in. And exhale all the negativity and ego that doesn't service us. And I'll have you focus in on that root chakra sitting in the base of the spine. I'm gonna have you imagine it having some weight put to it. You feel it, it's getting heavier. You feel it becoming more dense and solid and strong. And just give that one a little spin. Spin off anything that doesn't belong. We're going to pop up to the sacral chakra, belly button area, right above the root chakra. It's orange. Imagine that growing. Imagine it growing big and round, healthy and strong. Give that one a little spin to shake off anything that doesn't service it. We're going to go up to the next chakra, the solar plexus. It's yellow and it's beautiful. Imagine it shining bright like the sun. Give that one a little spin. Imagine things flying off that don't apply, that won't help, that aren't useful. And then we're going to go to the heart chakra. And I'd like you to grow this one in your mind's eye as big as the building that you're in. And then bigger. And then bigger. And then out into outer space or the multi-dimension. Give that one a little spin and send it a little wishful thinking. Imagine, you know, giving it a little attention, giving it a compliment. You're doing well. You're holding in there. This is a rough ride. You chose a rough one this lifetime, but you've got what it takes. Pop up into the throat chakra, baby blue, spinning wheel of light. Imagine it being healthy and strong, removing any cloudy or foggy energy that might get in the way of you speaking your truth. And then we're going to go to the third eye chakra, right in the center of the head. And we're going to imagine that honing and tuning and bringing in wisdom and understanding from all the dimensions, all the higher entities, Then we're going to pop up to the crown chakra. You can imagine this one being a beautiful purple. We're going to imagine coming down into the top of your head, all the energy from the non-physical is just draining and reminding you. It's going right inside of your crown and reminding you where you come from, who you are, what you're capable of, and have a much more crisp vision of your quest, desires, and passions. And I'm going to give us a little surrounding of white light. We're protected and guided. And we want to open their eyes and take another intentional deep breath, blowing out with the exhale any negativity or anxiety or fear. All right.
Thank you, my dear. That was great. I definitely needed that. And interestingly enough, Spirit has me using some gadgets today. So these are not headphones. These are, what is this called? It's a biotuner. So I've been processing like some pretty high frequencies these last days. And sometimes the body needs a little support. So bear with me.
What are they? What are they? What do they do?
What do they do? So biotuner is essentially just a little device that sends specific frequencies to balance the physical, you know, the physical body, the form. So there's, I don't know which frequencies they are specifically. So it has like a different range. I don't know if you could see it there.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So I use this sometimes when I work with high D dimensional, you know, my IDs, my ID friends up in those, and they're up in the teens. I start getting into 9D and above. It's like a little extra physical grounding sometimes because they're very powerful energies coming through. And if I haven't been, you know, I've been naughty. Like I haven't been doing the whole vegetarian vegan thing as much as they would like. So sometimes I need to give my body a little boost and it helps.
Excellent. We need all the help we can get, you know, we can't do it on our own.
You know, it just, I'm telling you, like the surge of energy that's been going through the ether. You got that.
Yeah. It just started when I was doing the clearing. I was like, at the end of it, I was like, whoa, what's that? Okay, let's get rid of it.
Because it's like they got some stuff to bring through. And yeah, so what are we going to talk about today? So Jenny and I were, you know, what we bring to you guys, again, we try to be as focused on what we're experiencing to share with you, because it's good chances are that you guys are growing through it too. And something that's been coming to the surface, because we're now going to be entering a new transit. And I'm going to do a little shout out to my girl, Monica Lorraine. She's a gal I'm going to be working with, and you'll start seeing me and her doing some stuff. But she's an extraordinarily talented soul coach, soul empowerment coach, who does focused on astrology. And I got to meet with her today. And so, you know, she keeps me a couple steps ahead of the game in terms of like what to expect. And it's just so useful because I get another layer of understanding of, you know, the added elements of what we're maybe not always present to and paying attention to. So it's like, you know, you and I are both Aries, right? That means something to us because we're Aries. But there's, you know, from a cosmic perspective, we're entering a new transit here later this month or the middle of the month with the new moon, and going into Uranus, and then we have Aries and Chiron. So we're not here to give an astrology lesson because that's not my spiel, that's not my forte. But I know enough to get by. And ultimately, what that means is that whenever we have that, we had, wasn't it the full moon in Scorpio?
Yeah.
Right. So Scorpio is very much influencing the deeper emotional stuff. So, you know, we said it earlier in as the start of our show, it's like this year is going to be a pretty intense roller coaster of a range of energies and really bringing emotional stuff to the surface. And we were talking about how it's not so much about doing, you know, that reflective inner work, like, you know, trying to make sense of the karma and things like that. It's, you know, for those of us who have been doing the proactive karmic work, we are now entering a space, and most of us had asked for it, is to start stepping further and more assured in our purpose path, right? Like our soul purpose, mission, whatever it is you want to call it, essentially what we're here to do. And hence why more and more people are like on the search, right? Like they're trying to answer something inside of them that they just can't describe. And they're just like grasping at straws and trying to figure out like, what is it? What does it mean? What does it look like? And it's about stepping into this new arena where the energy is not just about reflective, but it's about really getting clear. And I know we did a show on this message, but really getting clear on what it is that you want to put out to the world, like it, and really getting present to how committed you are to speaking your truth. And so the topic, I call it a spiritual death. And it's not death, because like there's a lot of people who do death processes and whatnot. Ultimately, I in the same way that the caterpillar dies so that it can transform into a butterfly and go through that painful process, it's a necessary part of our evolution. And what is basically happening is like the aspects of our ego that still remain, because a lot of us still have it, and we're resisting the guidance and we're not heeding the guidance, we get an ass kicking, right? People get sent to the hospital because it's like they've been neglecting the, you know, the signs of like, you need to take care of your health, improve your, sustain your body, or, you know, the emotional stuff or relationships. It doesn't matter what form it comes in, but you're going to get that opportunity to where you are put in such a vulnerable position that you have no choice but to surrender to what has been trying to get your attention. So do you want to share a little bit about this? Because, you know, we've both experienced it on many levels, and it still shows up in some degree or another. But, you know, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, I always use the analogy of cleaning house. You know, you can do the big cleaning, you can sweep and mop and dust. But if you want to get to the nitty gritty, it's going to take a little time and detail, and it's going to get really deep, and it's going to get intricate. And I feel like a lot of us who've been doing the work for years and years, doing the reflecting, karmic work, emotional healing, energetic healing, we're really being forced to go into the physical, and it's not normally our bag. We can be very, very good at it, of course, but we like to often stay in the ethereal and do that kind of, we're used to doing that kind of healing. We're comfortable in that kind of healing. And it's really becoming clear that the frequency of the planet is changing and requiring us to shift the dynamics in the physical too. We are in a 3D dimension. We are in an incarnation that's wildly physical. And it's been so clear to me this year that physical things have to change, or all that spiritual work I've done, all that insight and karmic work that I've done for myself and others, it's just like a couple books that I wrote that sit on a shelf. I need to put that in action. And that includes getting yourself ready for that kind of stuff, because, you know, it's a lot of us have been persecuted in past lives for standing up and speaking our truth, burnt to death, killed even, you know, in many ways, tortured, heretics we were called often. But it's, you know, it's becoming very, very clear that, and it's good that we're Aries, because that will help, because it's a very fiery physical yes. thing. And of course, you know, it's difficult for everyone, and, you know, easy in other parts for other people, and what have you. But yes, it's kind of wringing the washcloth and taking out the last few drops of clearing that we need to do. And there'll always be healing. We'll never be done with that. There's no end to that. That's why we play this game of incarnation. It's always something to play. It's like going to the video game and turning it on, and there's no game there. That never happens, because
right.
it's a device. It's what we do. So yeah, it's a very interesting time.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry. So I was just saying, it's a very interesting time right now, no doubt.
Absolutely. Well, and you said something important, because you're saying how we keep coming back to this place where it's like, you know, the work is never done, but something keeps calling our attention to this one piece, it's one aspect. And yes, it's part of the karma, but at the same time, it's like, we think that we're clear on the direction and where we're being directed to and how to navigate, because we have, you know, the books on the shelf, right? It's this idea where it's like, just because we've read it and we understand it, that we've fully comprehended the scope of how to apply it. Mm-hmm. And it's just really interesting, because one of the things that I find is, like, even in the literal sense, it's like things that I may have read or understood, I have to go back and reread to pick up on all the pieces that I didn't understand the first time. Right. And collecting those pieces of ourselves. And, you know, it's extraordinary, because it's like, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. It's like, we're being handed opportunity after opportunity. And it's like, there's no matter how often we say it, and we're going to say it over and over and over on this show, right, Jenny? It's like, we're being given guidance, and that part of us that is intuitively, you know, navigating our inner compass, that's navigating our inner truth and directing us in where we're supposed to head. It's like, we try to detour on a constant basis. Like, we're constantly doing this, like, no, but this is really what I want to do. And it's like, no, you don't. That's what your mind is telling you that you want. And it's that place of vulnerability where it's like, it becomes so extreme where you have no choice but just to say, I give, right? It's like, you know, tapping out and the moment forces you. And that's what I keep seeing. It's like people coming in and just doing, it's like they're tapping out going, I'm done. I don't have any more gas in the tank. I can't keep going at this pace. And you know, I'm two breaths away from being in the hospital because the anxiety, the stress, you know, people are just not realizing. It's like the call is there to pay attention and give space to it, to listen to what it's telling you, because otherwise you keep ignoring it, you keep suppressing it, you keep feeding it, you know, popping some pills to numb it out. Guess what? You're going one way or the other, kicking rocks or willingly. You know, so do you have any examples of, you know, those experiences of what you're seeing?
Let's take a look here. Well, for myself, I've had to rearrange my whole eating, my whole outlook on food, the energy around food. I mean, in that, and I'm a foodie. I've worked in restaurants for 13 years before I became a healer. I wanted to be a chef before I became a massage therapist, but realized I don't like to work more than 40 hours a week. And you know, the chefs, they work so much, you know, and it was so funny. I was like working at a restaurant and I was like, I went up to the chef. He was German. I was like, Derek, should I be a massage therapist or a chef? He goes, I have one question for you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, do you love a kitchen? I'm like, yeah, I love my kitchen. He goes, no. Do you love an industrial kitchen? And I'm like, nope, catch you later. Went to massage school. You know, he just cleared it up in 30 seconds. I'm like, we need more people like him. You know, like just breaking it down kindergarten style. And I'm like, gotcha. Yeah. But I was leaning toward massage anyway. But just changing my whole dynamics, because it's hard to love something so much and keep it in moderation. But if you're trying to get into these higher dimensions and bring in the most clear, heartful energy and push out all the anxiety and stress, it's going to ask you to sacrifice some things and you don't have to give it up completely. It's just a changing. And that's where the trick comes in. That's why I went to hypnotherapy school. I'm like, maybe I can just take an easy route and do the subconscious thing. It works a little, but you still got to match up with it, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. And it's an easier, so I love the subconscious work. Like working with the higher self is just extraordinary, because it's like, you know, it's important to have someone who can guide you to the right place, so that you can experience things firsthand. And I love doing the experiencing the future. You know, it's like basically the subconscious work is like traveling through time, mm-hmm. You know, limitless. It's unfiltered. It's so just beautifully magnificent and raw. And the truth is always revealed, you know, and it's just extraordinary if you're able to have that. And it's not a spiritual bypass. We talked about the spiritual bypass. It's just, because time only exists here. So it's just another way to get into alignment with, without having to endure some of the added amount of 3D reality time to understand. And ultimately what it comes down to, right, is becoming really self-aware as to where it comes from, why it happens, and all that, right?
Totally. I think that that's an important thing to differentiate. Like, the spiritual bypass is the ego saying, I don't need to do that. I'm done. I'm elite in that space. The subconscious work, or the higher self work, is you being very heartful, saying, I need a little help. I'd like to come at it from another angle. I'm interested in healing from that angle and getting some help and, you know, seeing what that does for me. That's a completely different energy than, you know, I've already done that. I'm good, you know, and right, having the ego come out. So totally different, but I could see how they could get confused.
They get confused. And so it just reminds me, so as we're talking about this, I read this article and it was, I don't know where, but it sounds cliche because of the butterfly, the caterpillar and the butterfly, the transformation. It's like, it's the icon, right? But I read this this little piece because I don't know everything and I'm always learning. And it was this man's story where he was witnessing the caterpillar coming out of the chrysalis. And he saw this thing, you know, this little creature struggling to get out, right? And it's doing its thing, it's doing its thing. And the person, this man who's watching this happen, like, it injected his judgment of like the struggle, and he interfered by snipping open the chrysalis. While he was devastated because this little, you know, this little bug was like the bug, but it's like this butterfly, his wings were like curled and they didn't open up.
Oh.
Right? Well, he didn't find out until after that part of what helps the butterfly build its wings is that process of
pushing out,
which initiates this signal from the brain to the wing. Like, it sends a flood of a specific chemical into the wings, and it like expands this fluid that basically awakens the wings. And I was like, holy shit, right? That's like such a great example of how this whole spiritual death is, because, you know, it's like, I talked about this particular, you know, finding where I'm horrible at the references. Like, I need to take notes and reference these guys so you guys can go look it up. I will post it. Remind me, I need to post it in the notes here, like, for you guys. But ultimately, this gentleman, who he was ridiculed in the scientific community. I'm a science nerd. Like, I need to make sense. I need to stay grounded in the 3D and figure out how I can tangibly mesh both worlds, right? Like, I live here. I need to understand it from this perspective as well as the higher realm so that I can speak about it in a way that makes sense. So this gentleman, he was ridiculed for his research, but bottom line, he had the notion, his theory was that the caterpillar has a physical death, and something is encoded in the DNA of this caterpillar that it's not a mutation. It is a literal death and rebirth that happens inside the chrysalis. So it's like something is still alive in the DNA, and in the death of this caterpillar, like, it turns, you know, the chemistry, like the alchemy. I think that's like one of the best ways to describe alchemy, because it's like it takes one form and it's utilizing the chemistry within that physical form. And then something else is reborn that is awakened within that same DNA. Right. And I was just like really blown away by that story, because it just like, it resonated so strongly for me, because we have those moments. And that's what I associate the term spiritual death, because it's not about burying this part of ourselves. It's integrating it so that we can become more, right? We can become more evolved and we can expand, just like the literal way that the butterfly has to go through this struggling process to get out of its little, you know, shell, which activates that expansion. That's the exact same way that I view what's going on right now. And we really have to embrace that. And if any of you are going through a struggle right now in any form, I don't care what it is, emotional, mental, physical, you know, your health is not well, trips to the hospital, you have to start asking yourself better questions. It's like, what is it that my soul is wanting me to pay attention to? And what's being brought forth? You know, do you want to add anything to that?
I love that story. I've never read anything quite like it. I think you articulated that beautifully. I was getting all the visuals and everything while you were saying that. It's brilliant. And I love the guy was trying to help with the struggle, and then the wings didn't get the strength that they needed to fly. And I get question after question over the years of, well, why can't, you know, my mom in the non-physical help me with this? Why can't Jesus do something? I'm like, they are doing something. They're watching you and giving you energetic and emotional support, which is the construct that was created before we came in here. I mean, maybe other dimensions and other planets where we can access that power a little bit more or take a little bit more from that. But this is a very, why would you keep picking your toddler up and not allow it to learn to walk? You know, I love that changing and alchemizing what this matter is into what we desire in a bigger, broader, more energetic, more enlightened space. I mean, sounds like a plan. I'm going to use that for imagery. I'm going to use that for myself.
Absolutely. And you made that example of, you know, picking up your toddler, not letting them walk. Even in the literal sense, it's like those imprints, what we do to what is done to us and what we do to others, when we're actually impeding on growth. When we pacify, we're not even pacifying them, we're pacifying ourselves because we're uncomfortable. Right.
Yes.
And, you know, that's something that I teach, where it's like the imprints that they start that are in this life, you know, they're starting from the minute that we come into the world, where like we cry and then somebody shoves a pacifier in our mouth or a bottle or, you know, a teat or whatever it is, or it's like you're instantly picked up and it's like, or all of a sudden that imprint from eons of time where, you know, the baby learns, it's like, okay, I cannot sustain feeling what I'm feeling. It's not safe to feel. And if I cry, then somebody else is going to come to my rescue. Right. And you said it perfectly, because that question comes from that. It's like, why can't the non-physical support come in and just, you know, come in and hero swoop me and carry me away? Well, no, because then you'd be in the non-physical. Right. Go play with them in that playground if that's what you want. Right. But here we made a conscious choice, and it's like, you know, people will hear me say this to them and they don't believe it, but it's like the individual souls who incarnate and keep coming back, like it takes a certain stamina, energetic, spiritual stamina to keep coming and doing this thing. Right.
So no doubt.
You learn how to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I just want to learn how to enjoy it. So, you know, make the best of it, man. It's like, if you're struggling, lean into the struggle. People think I'm crazy because it's like, that's how I mentor people. It's like, okay, we're going to lean into what it is that you're resisting, right? Because it's telling, it has some very important, valuable information, some important messages. And if you lean into it, then you're going to expand your circumference of comfort. And there's no more needing to resist once you're there, right? And it's, I love it, man. I'm telling you, like, I love seeing those moments where people go like, oh shit, now I know what you mean. I get it. Right.
Yes.
Any
it's
last-
like giving the, it's like giving the power back to the people where it always should have belonged in the first place.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm going to quote this one to death because it hits it on the head. It's like the Rumi quote, right? It's like the light, the wound is where the light enters you. And it's so true. It's like, whatever you're resisting, the wounding and the hurt and the pain and the suffering is part of your calling, guys. So it's time to dig deep. It's time to ask better questions. It's time to lean in. And if you are someone who is looking for something and you stumbled upon our webcast here, our videos, then it might be you who needs something. And if it's just a little snippet of what we shared today, take it with you, run with it, go and whatever inspiration that strikes your little fancy, go and look into it. Again, don't go in search of a guru. You're your own guru. And we're here just to plant seeds and help those that are needing what we're offering them. And if you're looking to get some one-on-one work done, Jenny is, as well as I myself, are still taking new clients. So we do a variety of things. We integrate a whole lot of knowledge and wisdom with some energy healing stuff, coaching, emotional, and mental and karmic detoxing and all kinds of good stuff. It's all juicy and it's all lovely and it's enjoyable because it's like magic, and you can have conversations that you can't have conversations in other places and get the same kind of support. So hit us up on our SoulWise 5.0 Facebook page. We have, just message us direct who you want to talk to. Someone will get back with you. You know, and if you landed here and you liked even a little bit, you know, thumbs up, some heart love, just, you know, support other light workers that are on the same path as you are, who are here to support the highest good. And we're happy to be here. We love you all and thank you, and look forward to seeing you next week. Anything else you want to add, Jenny?
No, but I think we should dedicate this show to Rumi.
Rumi, you're the man. You're the soul man. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. And have a beautiful, blessed week. Make it a great one just because you choose to. So see you next week.